Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Welcome to another podcast episode. We've been going through the positive parenting questionnaire in the back of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Positive Self-Esteem in Children. These questions will help you become more positive in your parenting and will help you perhaps find out some things about yourself that you were unaware of, and maybe it will help reinforce some things that you were aware of. So we'll be going through the questionnaire, and today's question is, in what ways do you show that you appreciate your children's efforts when they do their best? So what I mean by that is not giving your child a trophy and making a big deal over every little thing they do. But if we see behavior in our children that we want more of, we ought to say something about it and let them know that we appreciate that behavior, because that is internally, emotionally rewarding for them, and they're going to want to do more of it, because we all strive for the approval of our parents. And if we have their approval in certain things, we're going to continue to want to do those things. If we hear nothing but disapproval from our parents, we're going to feel like we're failures. We're going to feel that we're not good enough no matter what we do. And if a child feels that they're not good enough no matter what they do, because all they're hearing is the negative, they're hearing the mistakes, they're hearing the failures, they're never being really thoroughly appreciated for the efforts. And when they do get things right, it's going to make them demotivated. It's going to make them want to give up. It's going to actually impact their mental health in a negative way and their self-esteem. So in what ways do you show that you appreciate your child's efforts when they do their best, regardless of whether they succeed in their goals? How have they tried? Do they try their best? Do they give it their all? Show them that it's wonderful to give everything you have and to show them your appreciation. Even if they've failed, show them that it's a challenge and that next time they can do better. They can learn from this experience. If they feel appreciated when they do something, for example, if your child is very young and they're walking and talking and they're learning just to pick things up around the home, you can just clap and say, "Yay, you did it. Wonderful." I used to do this with my son when he was really young, I think about three and a half, and he would get a toy and then go over to his toy box and drop it in, and I'd make a game of it and be like, "Yeah," and he would love it. He would smile and, you know, everything like that, and want to do more of it. So it was a game from when he was really young. He felt appreciated in what he was doing. It was fun, but what he was doing was chores, right? He was cleaning up after himself. He learned to do it from a young age, and now as a 19-year-old, he does it automatically, and I don't have to be like, "Yay, you did it." It would be weird if I did, right? He's 19. But that is the inevitable consequence of teaching them when they're young and appreciating their efforts. And regardless of how old your children are, you can start appreciating and seeing them, because what you're saying to them when you appreciate their efforts is that I see you. I see your experience as a human being. I see what you're doing. I see your effort. I see the toil that you went through in order to try and achieve this thing. And I appreciate that. Anything that your child does that you want to see more of, reinforce it by showing them your appreciation. You don't have to take them out for dinner. You don't have to buy them something new. In fact, I would probably say don't buy them something. Don't give physical gifts for just small things like that. That would be akin to just giving them a trophy for showing up. You know, I'm definitely not all about that. I think over-rewarding children can be just as detrimental than under-rewarding them. What's more important than having something physical, like a new toy or going out to dinner or to a theme park? What is more important than any of those things that your child yearns for constantly is your love and your affection and your appreciation and your time with them. In deep down, this what we, even as adults, if you have good relationships with your parents as an adult, how good is it? You know, when you're as an adult, when you're around your parents and they appreciate you and they help you, even if you didn't really need help, it just feels good, doesn't it? It feels like home. So we all yearn for approval from our parents and appreciation. Just show them that appreciation. Don't go overboard with your praise. Don't go overboard with the rewards. It doesn't need to be, you know, keeping up with the Joneses kind of reward situation. Oh, I gave my son a gold star. Oh yeah, well, I took my son out to like Chuck E. Cheese or wherever, you know, I don't know if that place still exists in America. It's been a while since I've been there, but it used to be a pizza place where you could go and it was like a kid's dream, and there was a ball pit, and sometimes you'll find like socks and things in that ball pit. But as a kid, it was amazing. Probably a lot of germs, but hey, I have a strong immune system now. So, you know, you don't need to go out of your way and go do those things. It depends. Let your appreciation of them match their effort and match what it is that they've done. Like when my son was 3.5, just clapping and going, yeah, and making a, like a game out of it was enough for him. You know, as a 19-year-old, he's no longer in high school. He's doing a diploma. And when he graduates his diploma, I will be taking him out to dinner and making a bigger reward and a bigger deal over it, because it's a bigger thing that he's achieved. He's put more of a prolonged effort into it. So let your appreciation and the reward you give them match what it is that they've done. Don't go too overboard. Don't be too understated. Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. Just say, yes, I'm really glad that you've done that. You know, I really appreciate it. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for making your bed this morning. Thank you for asking me if I wanted a cup of tea, or thank you for picking your toys up from the ground. You know, thank you for doing that. That's amazing. Give them a big hug and a big kiss. It's going to make them feel warm and fuzzy inside. And everyone loves that warm and fuzzy feeling. And we always want to do more things that bring us that warm and fuzzy feeling. So the more you do it, the more they're going to do that behavior, and the easier things will become in your parenting journey. Thank you very much, parents, and I will speak to you next time. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting. Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promotingselfesteem.com.